So, David, then you are witnessing this engine that looks like an 8.
Right. If you can see inside the engines how they're these type of engines are set up, what's a number 8 turned sideways in math?
Infinity.
Right.
Yeah.
They're laid out for that reason, because with the flow of the plasma and the chain reaction and with the particles and everything, if you could get it in a continuous run where it's chasing its own self, it's a self-containment system. And we just don't have a time, but I would love to go into how this thing actually works. But what happens next is my engine is about the size of a big watermelon, okay? And they raise the curtain up on this thing, and I am staring at an EFMC engine sitting on this big, massive stand. But this thing's the size of a Greyhound bus.
Okay, your engine pushed that rocket that went into Groom Lake. How big was that rocket?
That rocket stood about 12 feet tall, and we were about 2 feet in diameter. And my engine that drove that thing wasn't much bigger than a very large watermelon.
Right. Now, this engine would push something how big?
Oh, my God. If you go on scale comparison, I don't know what mass they use, but anywhere in proportional, a gas would have to be at least 300 feet or more. Over, you know, way over a football field.
Just huge, huge.
Right, or even bigger. My God, with the power that this engine has, it could power a craft, you know, a mile in length. I don't know. It's just it's hard to make a determination because. It didn't take me more than maybe 30, 40 seconds after concentrating from first being shocked. I thought I had a kind of an exclusive on this and find out, man, somebody, you know, I have a Volkswagen and this thing is a Viper.
Now, were you able to figure out if this engine came from that craft that you saw down there or whether it was constructed by us?
No, I wouldn't think it come from the craft that I saw because... Even though it was big, this engine would be way too big for it.
Okay.
Way too big. But it's how this engine is built and the way it looks is where the problem starts with if it's built by us. It's just no way this engine can be built by. This engine is an ectoskeleton structure. The best way to describe it, there's this artist, which is a strange artist named H.R. Giger. And Geiger is the guy that designed all the alien architecture and look in the movie Aliens with Sigourney Weaver.
Okay, sure.
They call that organic technology, where, like, vertebrates are turned into frames of the craft.
Mm-hmm.
And what looks like blood vessels are actually hydraulic lines and all that such. But it's an eerie look. And I swear, I met Geiger once, and... after this incident, I think he's just visiting. That is a strange man. Lord have mercy. But this thing is an ectoskeleton structural system. But, man, it's the first thing that you notice, as big as it is, in my engine, I have about several miles of wiring. This thing doesn't have wiring. My wiring is in a conventional shape of like a soccer ball. Did you know if you had a soccer ball in 1944, you would have been arrested forever because that's what the original atomic bomb looked like.
Yeah, you're right. As a matter of fact, that's what the universe looks like.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So this thing had looked like wiring, but looked more like fiber...
optics?
Well, yeah, it's like fiber optics, but there was some kind of fluid in them, and it's iridescent in color. And
almost like an umbilical cord?
Well, yeah, but there were hundreds of thousands, and they cascaded over its surface. But the pattern that they cascaded in looked just like a neural firing circuit of a brain.
Did it look biological to you?
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing, as big as it was, not one bolt, one rivet, one nut, one weld line, one seam line, nothing. It looked like it grew like a plant or an animal.
Now, were there guys running around this thing?
No. It's just sitting on a stage all by itself, up on a platform by itself. There's nobody around it. They raised the curtain.
Was it moving, pulsating, anything like that?
No. There really wasn't. There was really no sounds, no noise. But in the main bay, it was warm. But when we got in this room, it was very cool. Just a little bit warmer than you could see your breath. So it's very cool in there. And so I asked if I could get up on a stage and take a closer look. And that's when the problem started.
Okay.
Because what happened, the colonel says to me, well, son, that's what we want. We want you to help us. You want to help your government and your don't you, son? And I'm looking at him. I'm going, you got to be kidding. So I just went, yes, sir, I listened to Anita Bryant. And this is 1971, and I'm now 17.
I'm 21 at that time.
Okay, and so you know how they talk to us.
Yep.
So I'm sitting there going, and Rudolph is looking irritated with all this. And because he knows I'm just not buying it. And he said, our people have been working on this engine, and you got an engine kind of similar like ours. And he goes, as you can see, there's a damaged place in it. And there's a huge hole gaped inside where it looked like there was a failure at the eye of the hurricane point, that where the two figure eights would cross each other, in the center of an eight. That's where it had a detonation. It looked like the containment field gave loose. Our engines run at 50 million degrees centigrade. And suddenly this wall of this material, whatever it is, was exposed to that heat and started vaporizing. But because it hit there, it probably shut down in a picosecond, in a trillionth of a second. So it didn't obliterate the engine. It just shut down.
And, you know, if they were asking you for help, I would think, if you built this, what do you need me here for?
Well, and, I was getting to that.
Yeah.
He's asking me, well, I said, where are the people who've worked on this thing? Well, they're on vacation. You're on vacation.
Oh, yeah, right.
Why don't you sign? I went, oh, okay. I said, well, did they leave any notes? And he goes, well, they got homework. You have homework. They had to take it with them. And I'm going, oh, brother.